This episode was created with the support of Free FM, Hamilton, New Zealand's community access media organisation. Visit us at freefm.org.nz. The following show discusses ideas and values that are solely those of the hosts. It includes regular mentions of conspiracy theories for which there is little or no credible evidence. We recommend listeners consult a range of credible sources and seek out the views of experts. The views expressed are the show hosts only and not those of Free FM.
Good day, everyone. This is From the Fringes, a program about alternative, provocative views. My name's Jack Geelan. We've got Jenny Pua Manuka. She's doing a wonderful job there. We've got Jeff, okay.
Shabbat Shalom.
Yep, and we've got Simon here.
Kia ora.
Now, David Seymour, groomed to take Maori rights away. The sovereign citizens and the Orange Movement is going to restore your rights, because we're going to be talking about the Turi Whenua Land Act. I was hoping John would be here. And the government contract that he had with them, the leasing of the land way back in 1835 when William of Orange gave to the Maori people the whakaputanga, okay? Yeah. He brought in a constitution, he brought true currency, and he exposed the straw man, if you like, which was a fictitious entity.
Yeah. Artificial construct.
Yes. And David Seymour, he says Maori have nothing to fear when he becomes the Deputy Prime Minister. But I think he does have something to fear.
Oh, he does.
Because if he has an uprising, when they try to challenge, was it Hannah? Because she did the haka at the beehive.
Yep.
And then they had about a couple of thousand Maoris were doing the haka outside. So he does have something. I disagree with him. He'd better do what is right. You know, and the Labour, Maori and the Greenies need to identify with workers' rights, the free market economy and our GDP, which is about $40,000 per person. We are the 75th in the world, 37th in the world.
Yeah.
So that needs to change. And David Seymour, democracy is under attack. There are double standards, one for the rich and another for the poor. In other words, if you're not registered to vote and you're a common law person and you're underclass, you have something major to worry about, because you are going to be wiped totally by the government and by this current system, and it's only going to support the rich. What do you say to that, Jeff? Come on.
No comment.
Well, I've got a comment about how Wins are going to put 50% of your income on the car. That's just, trying to control the drinkers and stuff, but still it's heading towards the mark of the beast.
I thought they got told that they're not allowed to do that.
Oh, well, I didn't get that in my email, did I?
Yeah, I'm glad they didn't. It's getting spread around.
Now, the warehouse says 50%. You can claim off their vitamins and minerals and that sort of thing. I went there and I said, I want omega-3, please.
Yeah.
And it's normally $22. They said, oh, no, that'll cost you $26.
What?
I said, I'm going to take you to the consumer complaints people, because that's a liar. You know, that's a lie. And I said, look, I'm a sheriff and thou shalt not steal. And I've got my handcuffs here.
Yep.
So there's a lot of people we need to do citizens' arrests on. In this current system, I'm finding it very hard to find people who are honest and true with their financial dealings and what's really going on within the system. You know what I mean?
A lot of Indians are from a third world mentality, Jack, and I'd say 90% of our dairies aren't actually declaring what they're bringing in.
Yeah, now the Spanish Civil War between the leaning lefties, who were farmers, they were Republicans, and the nationalistic fascists from Italy and Germany. They had 40,000 troops go in there in 1936. But apparently there were 500,000 people who were killed, mainly left people, a bit like us, because we are coming from the left. We are the common people.
Yeah.
And apparently in that battle, in that war, there were 6,000 Catholics killed and 13 bishops.
Oh.
So that does that mean to say they were more right-leaning, having homes and the money and everything else, and not really there for the common people?
It's a global trait, Jack, those in government. I mean, look at what Adolf Hitler did, similar sort of circumstances in a respect.
But this
wasn't...
Adolf Hitler. This was Spain, which is supposed to be a normal country.
Well, let's look at Netanyahu right now. He's still doing what Hitler did.
Now, the belligerent were eager to eradicate ideological opponents. And this happened in Argentina because a lot of the German fighters actually went to Argentina after the Second World War and they were protected. Do you know how many were killed? How many freedom fighters were killed in Argentina? 30,000 by the right wingers, between 20 to 30,000. They used to drop them in the ocean. So is there any hope for us as troopers? Freedom fighters against the right wingers? Will they ever listen to us?
Get murdered by a corrupt government?
Yeah.
Yeah, so, that just tries to instigate fear. And now, we're supposed to be ruled by fear.
Now, Trump and the White House to cut funding to Harvard and scientific research affecting non-binary people and anti-Semitic terrorists, because they've been protesting outside the university over there in America and they're being refused visas. So if you're over in America right now and you're an anti-Semitic person, you could be sent back straight to your own country.
I don't know. Anti what Israel is doing to Palestine is not to be anti-Semitic.
But
those of us in the know realise that the likes of Netanyahu, they are not Jews.
Yeah, but hold on a minute. Netanyahu came on TV prime time and he said, leaders who support anti-Semitic hatred and our baby killers and our violent terrorists,
they are on the wrong. Jack, they shoot kids, Israelis.
Well, there's two sides to this, isn't it?
60,000 children dead by Israel. Hamas itself is being paid for by America. You can go into them and have a look. It gets paid for by the USA and Israel.
Right. Now, this is why I am a Kingdom Age person. Because at first base, if you go down the rabbit hole of Netanyahu versus whatever happens to Gaza, like you just go down a rabbit hole and you don't sort of represent being a Christian and being an overcomer.
About anti-Semitic. That's their biggest, their so-called trump card. It's pathetic.
Yeah.
You've got pathetic, pretentious prattlers going on about things that they've got no idea.
So what do you do about all those terrorists who are hiding under hospitals and using young people up front and are killing their own people because they want to blow?
You don't go and kill everyone just to get a bunch of terrorists out of a place.
So here's my solution, because I'm going to be bringing in the Kingdom Age Revival Glory. Revival Glory, my glory-like game using chatbot for International Suicide Prevention Line, training ambassador functionaries, Davidic Godmen shining as ambassadors of light. So we're going to have these godlike figures online, and you are going to bring Lady Gaga in.
Yes.
I'm sure she would love to promote this International Suicide Prevention Trust being there for everyone.
I don't know. We won't know until we get there.
Yeah.
I have hope that she will, but we won't know until we get there, until we're face-to-face with her publicist. Or her.
And when are you going there, Jenny?
I think it's like a September, December this year.
Yeah.
And
so it's interesting that the Rates Association have got that meeting happening on the 7th. We were there on Saturday and we're talking about rates reform.
Yeah.
And I'm also talking about standing up for council, democracy, transparency, accountability and integrity. Mm. Stop council playing off one against the other. Stop executive fat cat salaries and preferred contractors.
Yes.
Stop the high rates, overspending and debt. Stop the high development costs for homes. Stop high rentals profiteering. Start with capital gains tax. Stop elitists cramping on the poor. Yeah, I'm going to be able to make a song about this, actually. So what did you want to talk about there at the Rates Association?
Not the Rates Association, just this pretty much breath of fresh air. Tony Wilson, fully muckle-faced sovereign freedom fighter who stands firmly in his truth, a real, true sovereign, and he's just helping me, you know, promote this whole sheriff thing that we're doing together.
Good.
Just a breath of fresh air.
I'll give him a badge and I'll commission him.
The joy and the freedom that oozes from this guy, he's an inspiration. I don't think he needs a badge. He'll just let you know who he is.
Well, I'm looking at a camper van today that I intend. It's a Mercedes-Benz and done 157,000 kilometres. And I'm seriously contemplating, because I could live in the camper van and travel around the North and South Island and promote William of Orange, promote the sheriff doing citizens' arrests, and wake the country up. You know what I mean? But we as Kaitiaki need to fight with each other, not against each other, okay? The Te Kotea Tanga Society, which is based on unity. United we stand, divided we fall.
Our
backs are ever gay, be against the wall, we'll be together. Divided we fall. A lot of sovereigns, Maori people who claim they are sovereigns as an individual and attack other people, that ain't going to work.
No.
You're wasting your time.
Yes.
You have to be a fence builder. You have to change policy from the top. You need to work within all the tribes and all the people of New Zealand. So contact me if you don't mind me staying outside your house, you know, when I get my camper van, 0276780867, because we want to make a movement, an orange movement around this country.
Yeah.
Amen, Jenny?
Yeah.
So, wonderful. Awesome. Jenny's going to be doing some pre-recordings next week. So
yes, I am.
You're going to have to write your scripts out and everything, Jenny.
I will.
And you've got to know how to ramble on.
I will ramble on. I will ramble and ramble. It'll be great with you guys there.
We're going to need Jeff. He's got a wonderful mind, and so is
Jeff
Simon.
Simon
is Judge Goldigger, you know, he's a bit extremist in some ways, but he's got some brilliant ideas.
It just seems like I keep bumping into the right people. I mean, this Tony Williams guy and some of the people, he know, they're pretty heavy-handed, and some of the things they do to the police, they just put them straight, man. I mean,
it's going to be a free-for-all.
And baseball bats.
I'm going to be a free-for-all. Like, y'all can just say whatever you want to say.
Freedom of speech.
You can get it off your
trooper.
Chest.
Yeah. Now, Crusaders pilot program to better males by mentoring with Big Buddy support, helping them make better connections, becoming more resilient, reducing male suicide toll in the country. So the Crusaders down in Christchurch, they have this program which is going to reduce the suicide toll because they'll be mentoring young men.
Yeah.
Kerry Bevan would like this,
That'd
head of the
awesome.
Fathers Coalition. And a 17-year-old woman, her name is Monica, lost two friends. She's starting a purple indigo project, making squishy toys for neurodiverse people.
That's awesome.
And she works with Lifeline. So that's good. That's going to reduce the suicide toll. But I can hardly wait. I'm going to talk to my programmer, IT person, and we're going to have this chat bot with suicide prevention initiatives. And if we could have Lady Gaga, please. When are you going?
Hey, I'm not saying that it's going to happen.
The poker face.
But we're going to try everything we can to make it happen.
Yeah, yeah.
You know? Yeah, well, Lady Gaga, I was born a male because I got a wiener.
Yeah, but we must be inclusive. I don't want to be a right-wing extremist. I want to work with all people when it comes to suicide prevention. And by the way, I visited my friend up at OPI. I won't mention his name, but anyway, he sort of felt that he wasn't wanted anymore. He got involved with some drugs. And I didn't know if it was standover tactics or he had a relationship with a younger woman or something like that. But I said, look, you need to get over this and move on, brother, because you normally have such a beautiful, wonderful personality. So we're dealing with real suicide statistics here, and we're keeping people alive. Isn't that wonderful?
Yeah,
amen.
Yep, and also Dan Ryder with 50 protesters outside schools against bullying at Oxford Christchurch. The principal seems to be sweeping it under the carpet, but we won't tolerate bullying. And have you heard of that guy, he died with that new game called Run It, where they run into one another?
Yeah.
And it damaged his brain. People are advised, don't play that game, Run It.
Nobody play Run It. Have you ever played it?
To me.
Simon's going to do it.
Because you could run into someone and then they collapse and it affects their brain. So we can't be involved in violence or these sort of sports, can we? What do you reckon, Jim?
Head injuries occur in sport all the time, Jack. Rugby's probably our biggest head injury contributor.
Yeah, yeah. So we as Kaitiaki need to fight with against what's wrong not to fight each other, but work in with each other with the Te Kotahiatanga Society, because united we stand and divided we fall. Now, apparently Judge Carrillo calls out gang hypocrisy. They're supposed to transform the community with kids' lunches, but they've been using it as an excuse to sell drugs because they're making millions of dollars out of the drugs. So this is the opportunity for the gangs to get involved more on board with us, with Kaitiaki Guardians, and fighting for the people, because they can become community warriors, can't they?
Yeah, most definitely.
Who's that friend you mentioned who's a sovereign?
Tony Willis. After talking with him, I just, you know, put my thoughts together in my head. He was declaring who you are, where he stands as a real man, knowing your sovereign power or a straw man, artificial jurisdiction construct legal fiction.
That's good, yes.
So he's just going on, it's just this whole, just the joy of his freedom. And I agree wholeheartedly, Jack, of what you said. If we could just raise up these people, because they got the freedom, we just have to get rid of the enemy, basically.
And that's why I wanted John Wanoa online. You'd have to ensure you get him next week, because he wanted to stand up for the Tūruhi Whenua Land Act, because the government's trying to interfere with the Maori leased land and this sort of thing, because it came under government contract with William of Orange, and this was 1834. Yeah. William of Orange gave to the Maori people the sovereignty of the chieftains. That's why I want to take the orange movement around the country. Why? Yeah. He gave them the Constitution, a Bill of Rights, and that's going throughout the world. He gave them true currency, and now Trump with cryptocurrency and this sort of thing, want to write off Admiralty law because they don't want to be responsible to the people. And he also exposed the straw man, that you were a fictitious entity and you were only worth $1 million. And the system was making money out of your bonds.
Out of your debt.
Yeah.
Out of your debt.
Yeah, John tried to call me.
So I take it that, Jack, what Trump's saying, you're now becoming an anti-Trumpster or something, is it?
No, I look at it both sides of the story, because Trump, like, he's against abortion, Trump is supporting Israel, Trump, to me, he's doing a lot of right things, but you can't be perfect. You can't be totally right in every way.
Better,
you know what
than
I mean?
Kamala Harris.
Now, listen to this. Not slowly, not accidentally, but through deliberate policy, cultural sabotage and institutional decay, the image of a prosperous, stable nation in New Zealand and also Australia, because they're all going to Australia now, is now emerged. There's doctors, there's workers going over there now. Behind it lies economic disintegration, collapsing birth rates, militarized debt, mass psychological breakdown, and a political class unfit for survival, let alone leadership. Taxing paper money that doesn't exist, you'll be forced to sell assets to pay tax on paper gains, sparing political elites. We're heading towards an economic crash.
It's like a bunch of drowning rats grasping at straws when you talk about the money lenders and lawyers to me, Jack.
Yes. Yeah. So the people need to wake up. If you're asleep out there and you think, oh, it doesn't bother me, I can just attack my neighbours and everything else and I can claim to be a sovereign and
energy
not working with anything. It's energy going the wrong way.
And that's how I look at Donald Trump too, Jack, like a drowning rat grasping at straws.
Yeah, but he's a drowning rat who's got huge popularity by billions around the world. He's bringing changes.
On war, Jack, and that's the bottom line. Is if they don't make tanks, guns, bombs, and bullets, they go broke. And that's because they've lacked the intellect for business to be able to diversify.
Now, come up with some Christian policies to oppose it. Come up with Christian policies. Are you a priest? Well, you're not the answer, are you? Are you a headship believer? What's your ministry?
Well, based on a hypocrisy, Jack, this is what it is. It's not a democracy. It's hypocrisy.
Okay. Now, he is the King of Kings. He is the Lord of Lords. His name is Jesus. 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 He is the King. Now, I've been working in all the churches. I went to the Adventist church and they were talking about the Lamb's Book of Life.
Yeah.
And then I mentioned where Paul talked to the hand, the face can't see you.
Yeah.
If you haven't got a relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ.
Paul and Silas, mate. Definitely.
And he who doesn't love the Lord Jesus Christ totally okay, is anathema. And then it says, Maranatha, come Lord Jesus. So if Christ is not coming inside our hearts and we're not progressively conformed to the resurrection body of Christ, there's no hope. We're all at first base. We claim to know Jesus. There ain't no caught up. There ain't no transformation. Yeah. And there's no manifestation of the I am coming soon Christ.
Yeah.
This is a huge problem because it means that we're destined with the elitists, with what's going on, with the money changes at top, to go down, and there ain't going to be no coming back, no transformation. So it's pointless just waiting for Jesus to come on a cloud. You need to be the change you want to see in another. You need to be the transformation. You need to be the king priest.
They will see him coming on the clouds of heaven. Well, basically, Jack, that's the internet. The world's going to see what God has planned soon.
And Christ and glory arises with the coming of Christ in our hearts now, Jeff. That's what I'm trying to say. We can be caught up. Oh, we can be transformed. Now,
and the sad deception behind that is, good, the haters have gone that are challenging us, and then deception's got to move in. We're just trying to be helping, law and boundaries. We're in the end days, lawlessness will abound. That's
now,
in the Bible, man.
The Davidic God-man shining practice. This is it, Zechariah 12, verse 8. The feeblest among them shall be as Jerusalem, as God, as David, as the angel of the Lord at his head. Now, there's progressive. There's us reigning on the throne of David. Bringing your hands together, kneel grieving at the foot of the cross, bringing hands together with fingers touching, forming two angel wings, identifying with the bright morning star, the Prince of Princes, becoming Philadelphians, you know. Hold fast your crown, and to him who overcomes, will I make a temple, or will I make a temple in the Lord and write on him the name of the new Jerusalem? There's fourth level transformation. We're bringing in the reign of Christ. And also, practice identifying with the Omega Saint transition and composite throne. Here's a practice. Ready? Breathe out into the inner solar sun. Breathe in, bringing the arms around, forming a circle. Looking into the photonic illuminated corporate God image, and I'm going to have this, these God images online, okay?
Yeah,
the saints' movement manifests the kingdom of God where they live and work in a supernatural, miraculous way. Do you know, when you see and hear the voice from the throne.
Yeah, Jesus, and I like it.
Have you seen the Lord yet? Jeff, have you seen the Lord?
Yeah.
I have seen the Lord Jesus. You can see the Lord, you know, at this fourth level. So
there'll be many out there, Jack, who'll wonder why I didn't do something sooner, and we're in the end times. Welcome to the end of days. May I recite a poem, Jack?
Yes.
When friends are found. I'm touching the walls of a tunnel. I see the light. My hands are bound, my feet are still.
Yep.
A bird of flight to seek out a vision with my will to find a way out. Is it a dream or simply an illusion? To this day I cast a thought. Take flight, O bird of freedom. Break free for your dreams.
That's beautiful.
Leave the tunnel.
It's the bird of freedom, isn't it?
I'll finish that one another day.
But what does that mean?
Nice.
Jeff?
Bird of freedom.
In a nutshell, what are you saying?
Sounds pretty self-explanatory to me.
Poem, Jack. It's, basically, it goes into the light as well. This light can only be seen by those who choose to look. The brightness that lightens the dark will only be seen by those who chose to see.
Yeah, the wings of a dove, its pinions of green gold.
I've written multiple poems, Jack. Some of them are quite harsh. One of them starts off with, "Oh, pale, we fall blissfully into the silent valley of death."
We're going to need that love for light. With David Seymour, groomed to take away Maori rights.
And
the sovereign citizens.
Yeah,
we need to see less.
The sovereign citizens who do citizens' arrests and bring in the true constitution and expose false currency, they're going to have the Orange Movement taking it around the country. He says, Maori have nothing to fear, but I think he does when he becomes Deputy Prime Minister, because there's going to be a lot of people watching him carefully. If he's going to take away the treaty, he's going to support a two-class system. Okay, now Labour, Maori and Greenies need to identify with workers' rights. We need a free market economy and GDP, 37th in the world, but we need a better GDP. And do you realise in New York, where there were thousands of and thousands of Irish people.
Yeah.
There were 50,000 prostitutes at the time.
Oh, wow.
And a Christian man who was a Catholic came in and he changed the whole system by educating the Irish.
Yeah.
And he transformed New York. They had the education, they become proper workers, the women were working. So he transformed it and they had the lowest GDP in the world. Guess what it was?
What was
0%.
It?
And they introduced a free market economy. It's an answer here, and Hipkins and the Labour Party, they need to get these policies together. Yep. They need to walk a mile in our shoes. None of this university trained stuff and just representing the rich.
Amen.
They need to know how the workers feel, how the workers feel outside the hospitals. All the doctors are going overseas. The long waiting lists. We need to be there for real people in our society. Don't
so
you, Jeff?
What you're saying is the Bible brought education and religion to...
That's right.
To America, even.
That's right. William of Orange. He brought reform to the political system and the Christian system, and he challenged James II, who was a Catholic, and he said, we are Protestants, and that led to the revival in Ireland for 200 years. You know, my father, he was Irish, and my mother, she was green, and it was the biggest mix-up that you have ever seen. It was the Orange Movement. It brought religious transformation. It brought a new constitution. He started the first Bank of England, 1699. And then the Rothschilds had the £1, and they corrupted it all, and they were supporting both the French and the British. So they do back wars on both sides and make money out of the military.
And collapse stock markets and buy it back at 10 cents on the dollar.
That's right. But it's up to us, who are the king priests, to bring the transformation. It's up, because if the people don't say nothing and they don't do nothing, they become never-do-wells. So it's up to us to claim sovereignty. It's up to us, the common people of New Zealand, to challenge this government, to protest if they don't allow us to do the haka in front of David Seymour or whatever the case might be. I believe in freedom of expression. You're allowed to do the haka at the BI.
I think everywhere he goes, there should just be somebody doing a haka.
Yeah, I reckon?
Well, it's 11:27, Jack. Next week, everybody, I'm going to bring onto the show a quick three-minute chat of what I call alphabet soup. And it'll be food for thought from the fringes. So next week at
11:15, you'll get 3 minutes.
Jack's going to give me 3 minutes. I'm going to talk about the state of this world and all its problems. But for now, I'll let Jack sign off.
Right. So the Trump and White House to cut funding to Harvard scientific research affecting non-binary people. So if you're a bit of an activist online and you're attacking Israel, you mightn't be allowed to come into America. You mightn't be allowed. You'll be kicked out of America. So,
yeah, so all you real Jews out there, you better stop denouncing Israel.
And Crusaders pilot program, that's wonderful for better males. And this beautiful lady, Monica, whose two friends took their lives and she started off this Purple Indigo project. It's good to see women trying to change the suicide toll and representing women. And this pay equity, women are not recognised by this current government, are they?
No.
And they have double standards. Come on. Are they representing the real people?
No, they're not.
You and me? They're not.
They're not.
But we need to stand up and speak. Unless we get behind the Orange Movement and get behind rainbow ribbons, there's not going to be any transformation, is there, Jenny? And
I
can hardly wait to look at this camper van, because I want to come outside your place around the country.
Yeah.
And I want to start the Orange Movement in your community, in your area. Okay,
free training financial people. Advice, cash in your KiwiSaver and sell all USA stock bonds and certificates.
And don't forget, we can ascend with the Lord Jesus Christ, and we can be the transformation, and we can bring in a manifestation of Christ, because just at first level, it doesn't cut it anymore, just knowing a bit of Jesus. Talk to the face, hand. The face can't see you. You need to see the face of the Lord Jesus. You need to hear the voice from the throne. You need to be a king priest. We're all priests, headship believers, counterpart bride of Christ. You have to be the transformation to be an answer in these days to the digital corruption that's going to happen in one thing or another. Okay, from the fringes for another week. Thank you for listening to our show.
Have a fantastic week, guys.
Have a fantastic week. Bye-bye.
This Free FM podcast was brought to you with support from New Zealand On Air.